Now, this college is underway, and we come now to the first day in class. And in chapter 10, the school bell is rung, and then the young student now is given some guidelines for his life. How important. These are the lessons that we're to learn in the school of Christ. And technically, we have here the Proverbs of Solomon written and set in order by himself. Now, will you notice? The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Have you ever noticed this in life? That if a father has a son that has gone to school and made good grades, and maybe he's even become an outstanding athlete, the old man goes around and brags about it. He tells everybody where his works. My boy, he's a PhD and he's teaching in college. Or my boy, he's on the football team. Have you ever heard a man talk like that? But suppose the boy went and failed and he didn't make the team. The old man, he doesn't say anything about it at all. He keeps his mouth shut. But a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. It's the mother that grieves at a time like that. The father just keeps quiet about it and ignores it. What a picture this is of life. A wise son and a foolish son. You can be either one. And then he says, treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. Now again, Christ has been made unto us not only wisdom, but righteousness. He delivers from death. Verse 3, the Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. And this is true to life of how men that have got together a great fortune. They've gone off and left that fortune. Never really meant much to them. They never really enjoyed it at all. But the very interesting thing is that God will bless the righteous man. And that's been true in life, friends. Oh, he'll have his problems and his difficulties, and he's having it rough today, but oh, what a satisfaction and a blessing there is in serving the Lord. I have not been calling attention to it very much since I mentioned it, but there's a proverb that will fit every character in the Bible. And I'm of the opinion that a proverb will fit every person. Or let me turn that around and say there is a proverb for every individual. Some are good and some are bad, of course, but they are quite remarkable. Now, who do you think of in connection with Jehovah will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish? Well, there's a young fellow by the name of Joseph down in Egypt that thought that he'd come to the end, that God had forgotten him. And yet he had great faith. And this man was brought out of prison, became prime minister down in the land of Egypt. This verse certainly fits him.